To every car owner who has ever said,
please, no more car payments.
Take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduce the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make a right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin, more life for you and your car.
Buy four qualifying General Tires and get up to a $70 rebate. And when you use your CarCare One credit card, you can get an extra $100 rebate. Don't pass up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves playoff tickets now on sale through Ticketmaster.com or ChicagoWolves.com. We begin with hockey news, and if you thought that Joel Quenneville would go right back to Corey Crawford tomorrow night, well, you were right, as Quenneville called it a no-brainer on his part. Q also said it's highly unlikely he will make any lineup changes for Game 2. Meanwhile, the Bulls don't plan any changes either as they start preparing for Game 1 against Milwaukee. It's coming up on Saturday, a little bit after 6 o'clock, the opening tip. Today is film and rehab day, and then it's a full practice tomorrow, and one guy who played all 82 regular season games was Aaron Brooks, and he was plenty thankful last night.
I'm just happy. I mean, I probably don't look like it, but I really am. Like, it's been a rough couple of years, and you know, gratifying just come out here and playing and you know, helping the team out after having a roller coaster, you know, career. So I'm excited. Excited to be back in the playoffs. I know I was there like a year and a half ago, but I feel like I was part of the team. So, you know, I'm happy.
And the Bulls have been very happy with his play as well. Major League Baseball, two games in progress. Kansas City and Minnesota, 2-2. That is top three. Kane, a two-run shot for the Royals. Vargas, a two-run blast for the Twins. Milwaukee and St. Louis, they are scoreless bottom one. The White Sox and the Cubs, each with the day off. Ready to give back to a great cause and have fun? Visit 670thescore.com/roast to get your tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Haft Foundation. Make a donation today at havfoundation.org. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game here on the Score tomorrow afternoon against the Tigers in Detroit. The pregame show starting at 11:35 in the morning. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is Chicago Sports Station.
Played on the swings, made a fire, roasted some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
It is time to get the hell up out of here. Another day in the books.
Fun one.
Yeah,
we did a lot on the Blackhawks game. First couple hours, including Eddie Olczyk. Len Casper on the Cubs.
I still think that game is on drugs. The game is high as hell.
Stumbled home late at night.
Right. Hot pocket in hand. One sock on.
A big, sad building.
A Newport dangling from the lip of the game that was played last night.
We were graced with the presence of one Patrick Manley right here in studio.
He's a beautiful man.
And just found a face dialer to rival Steve Ashburner. I mean, maybe it's an NBA.com thing where like they only hire face dialers. I don't know. Sekou Smith. Nice conversation, though. Our producer, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris, Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Scott Keena is the intern, and a fine one at that. David Schuster had our updates, and we go now to B&B Live at Jimmy Green's, just north of Roosevelt on State, for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, Sam Fells and Adrian Wojnarowski. And Jay, I was just looking up, based on our conversation, and B&B might be interested. They may not, but I'm going to share it anyway. leading the NBA in scoring and rebounding in the same season.
I thought it was more than that. I thought it was more guys than that.
Leading the NBA in rebounding and scoring in the same season has only been done by Wilt Chamberlain, who did it 5 years in a row.
I thought there was a Lou Alcindor or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar year in
Kareem only led the league in rebounding 1 year, and he didn't lead it in scoring that year. It wasn't Moses Malone. All it is Wilt, and he did it 5 years in a row.
Jesus.
Because he was good.
He was very good. Hi, guys.
Breaking news, Chamberlain good.
Hey, yeah, man.
We just learned the midday show. We learned from the number one golfer in the world. Number one golfer in the world.
How high and drunk was that game last night?
That's hockey, man. Very, very hockey. You're down 3-0.
Very hockey.
And everything sucks, and everybody's pets are dying, and then hockey happens. And they did the right thing by naming Crawford the starter. He's your starting goaltender.
That's what you do.
It was a rough go. You congratulate and celebrate the play of your backup, and you get on with your game.
What do you mean hockey happens in terms of the switch?
It's just hockey. It's because it's ridiculous. It's just
here for the party, right, Ter? I'm with you, baby.
That's all I'm here for. I'm here for the party.
It's funny. Everybody's talking about Scott Darling, and he was wonderful. But, man, I keep getting back to this, that Jonathan Toews, on every one of the goals they scored, it was like he's doing something important.
And all night long.
From the beginning.
He was bad in that first period,
But from
too,
the
though.
Beginning of the second, if you just isolated on him, he was a net front presence on the game winner. He's the one he scored, obviously. He takes right to the edge and gets in. But he was just relentless. He was a menace entire game.
How about asking him to win every key draw and then...
Which he did not.
It is still his responsibility time.
There.
And his the going to the net with abandon and being able to just brush against guys, just shade guys enough to create space for others. I would really suggest that people just take a few shifts and only watch 19.
Well,
because he's remarkable.
They were terrible on faceoffs last night. They didn't control the puck the first period and a half, and they got rushed early. And I harken back to what Terry used to tell me back in the day when it came to closers, and it was in our rejoin actually at the noon hour. When a closer comes up in that first game and you get to him, you are in that player, in that bullpen, in that team's head for the remaining two games or three games, whatever the series
is. Oh, they are toast.
And that first period and a half, Terry, was toast. them putting their closer out there, which was all that effort and energy and all that stuff, you know, people singing the anthem and all the crap with the khaki-clad, mayor.
Destroying a Blackhawks car outside with a sledgehammer.
They did everything, and after a period and a half, it didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's right.
Correct.
It didn't matter.
To lose that one, you're absolutely toast. Yeah. So how about this, guys? Where does that rank in terms of a relief appearance? You know, I mean, you come in and you make 42 saves, including a bunch of big ones, as your team
that
scores
first
four
overtime
goals.
Was one of the best overtime periods I've ever seen.
But you know,
that thing was unbelievable.
It's a playoff game. Are we talking?
Yeah,
it's
unbelievable.
We got some breaking news, by the way. The NFL announces that Adrian Peterson has been reinstated effective tomorrow. So now Tony Romo can redo that contract, and he can become a Dallas Cowboy.
You mentioned where the relief stint ranks. Well, how about this from Mark Lazarus's Twitter? Per the Elias Sports Bureau, Scott Darling's 67 minutes and 44 seconds was a Stanley Cup playoff record for the most time without allowing a goal in a, so it is by definition historic.
There you go. And I was thinking across sports, whether it's Frank Reich coming in and
Earl Morrill,
El Duque,
Pedro Martinez in the 99 playoffs for the Red Sox. Maybe that was six no hit innings. Don Strzok, although the Dolphins lost that game, but that's still Don Strzok. I mean, it literally is an all timer in that sense.
Yeah.
And with the spectacular, too. It's not in
oh, the post to post on Ellis was ridiculous, man.
Come on. And just the unlikelihood of this guy, his backstory. I mean, this hockey vagabond.
Yeah, I don't think anybody ever thought of him. He's a great goalie. Did they anywhere he was? Anybody ever think that?
Never really until he got here. He never really had the coaching. We talked to him. Rosner and I talked to him a couple weeks ago. And there's that one league that he played in Louisiana. I wanted to get a hat. The Gators. Like this crazy little league. Right? He never had goalie coaching until he got here.
I spoke to a former youth coach of his today, actually, who is just... Who just sat there shaking his head. And he said, I can't believe it's the same guy.
Well, you change after 20 years, though. I mean, how old is Scott Darling, by the way? Is he?
26.
26? All right. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, he had himself a night that he will never forget. And if the Blackhawks win the cup, that'll be the game. That'll be the Pat Sednik home run. That'll be, you know, there's certain moments that kind of crystallize it for you. You go, you know what? Remember game one?
I know.
Scott Darling acted a damn fool.
It had that feeling, just like, you know, we talked of Nashville game five or the comeback against Detroit. Like maybe this
Marty
was
Erat
it.
Mistake.
Yeah, maybe this was it right here. Yeah.
And they were kind enough to do the double overtime the night before. There's no school for CPS. I would mention that during the show yesterday. And I said, hey, Hawks, if you're going to do this, this is the night to do it because everybody can sleep in. So they were kind enough. They're probably going to be another one in here somewhere, but they certainly took advantage of that opportunity.
Texter's enjoying the knowledge that we've given that Will Chamberlain is good, and now from you guys that Jonathan Taves is good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Here's the difference.
The big bucks.
The best talk
ever. Oh, I'm sorry. Your information is going to be different. All right, tell me. What's the difference?
The best talk ever. No, I just said he's the best talk ever.
I said a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I believe he's underrated in Chicago.
Yeah, I think he's the best talk.
You get desensitized. You get desensitized to how great he is.
And what he does is more difficult to appreciate if you're not watching, as opposed to the flashiness of Kane.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Because he's not going to put 40 Hull goals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita, all those guys, Glenn Hall, my guy, were all really good. You could see exactly what they were doing, but this guy is so good everywhere. Some of it you might miss, but he's the greatest Hawk ever. Look, you've got two cups, working on a third one here, and nobody, no other Hawk can say that. No other Hawk that matters can say that.
Yeah,
you can't. So not only that,
win
a six-team league.
Terry, he's got two gold medals, one that he was the captain for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Cups. Gretzky and Crosby in terms of young great players in all time.
When he was drafted, he was compared to Mark Messier, and he has continued that trajectory.
And
it's
Steve
as simple
Yzerman.
As that.
Yzerman.
Yeah. That's what he is. There's never been a Hawk that has ever been able to do all the things he can do. Some things, yes. All of them, no.
All right, what you guys got happening today over at Jimmy Green's?
We got Sam Perkins on the show today.
Do you really?
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
Sleepy.
Hey, Sam is good people, too. Sam is good people. He's doing something, I believe, with the Special Olympics as well.
Indeed, he is.
Yeah,
we're going to talk some hoops with Perk and other things. I've got late in the day yesterday, I spoke to a Bulls source who is really pessimistic about Joakim Noah's knee and was just sort of venting about what he thinks is that what you see is what you get. And they're not feeling that there's really any more recovery left here, that there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days, and there's $13.4 million left on a contract for an energy guy who is not physically able to provide the kind of energy and not skilled enough to mitigate any of this erosion.
Yeah, his
it's too bad.
His stuff doesn't get better with age. Denver's going to find out as well with Kenny Faried. Energy guys are cool. Kids love them. Fans who think they love the game love them. But in the end,
oh, it's so insulting the way you guys talk about it. Because I mean, I love the guy, but now I'm somebody who thinks I love the game, or I'm a child, or that kind of thing. It's like,
but we're talking about skills, though. Skills,
yeah, no,
skills matter when you get older.
The way you said it, Jay, it's like, you know, it's okay to love Joakim Noah.
It is. No,
it's
okay. That's what I'm saying. The reason why people love him, though, is because of that energy, and it's diminishing because he can't move. It's just like playing. You know, you pay Jose Reyes a ton of money and he can't run anymore. What do you got?
Or Carl Crawford.
Exactly.
You pay a speed guy as they get older.
You pay an energy guy a ton of dough, and then you get that return, but you don't win a championship. So you get enough value that you're like, oh, this is a good deal. But then you got years still left on the deal. Like, energy guys.
Look what the Bulls did with Ben Wallace.
Yeah, they had a good defense. They're like, let's go get a great defensive player.
$60 million worth of awful.
Right. Yeah.
And that's another guy who didn't treat Joe well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's another guy who, as he aged, what do you do for me?
Yeah.
And I feel bad about it because I like Joe a lot.
No, I do too. Joe's a real dude. Joe's the best guy that has been on this team in a very long time in terms of being stand-up, in terms of
being genuine.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's a lot of guys who everybody loved who was quiet and did a lot of backbiting and a lot of, you know, locker room lawyering up.
Mm.
And those guys are no longer here. And those guys, you know, whether it be, you know, guys who were fourth quarter scorers or utility men who were, you know, switchblade guys, like, oh, this guy's defensive. He's awesome. And he's speaking for the team. And behind the scenes, he's telling, you know, the players that matter don't trust the medical staff. So Joe is a what you see is what you get guy. And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that.
This means, though, this is long term, though, right? Yeah. This is not for now. This is forever.
Yeah. No.
Joakim Noah. This is.
He's got no cartilage in his knee.
Yeah, when they went in, I think they found a little bit more than they thought they were going to find.
Correct. And anytime you've had.
He's on a minutes restriction in the last week of the season, man. Like,
it's off the elbow.
Like, think about that.
Anytime you have a knee procedure, any of us, you know, and the orthopod always tells you that regarding where the cartilage is taken from, whether it's sort of the back hoop of the meniscus or depending on everybody's knee is different, and those bones align differently for everyone. And sometimes even something that would appear routine ends up just the way you move. You can't do what you used to do because of bone-on-bone little taps, and that's what's going on.
I'm always interested when, like, guys, Roberto Garza has no ACL. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a guy. It's a different sport, obviously, mm-hmm. but he played a long time with no ACL. R.A. Dickey has no ulnar collateral ligament.
Yeah.
Some guys are freaks and can actually function.
Yeah, he's got no neck muscles either because he keeps watching balls fly over his head. All right, man, enjoy Jimmy Green's out there.